Gayev, the din, Kadima, and Brachas Veshet Aleph. So, you know, the different factors we're dealing with, Kadima and Brachas. So, yeah, every single day we eat, you eat supper, you sit down, there's macaroni, there's a salad, there's chicken, there's a drink, and, you know, a lot of things going on. The challenge is to say there, Kadima and Brachas, what should one do? So, Batsam, the Seder Dava is, that's something which is more chashiv. More chashav bracha than that. More pratisik bracha. More chashav bracha than as a kedima b'negaya. All other brachas. And Mishpura at the end of the sermon really goes through all the. And when we deal with things that have different brachas, so the seder davar is whatever is more chashav and go for it. So he says batsim amaitzi goes before mezainis. Mezainis is more amaitzi is more bread. It's more chashav and therefore goes before mezainis. Zainus on a Maisakari the Chitim goes before Sairim. There's even in Zainus, it's Chita, Saira, Svayshal, Shifa, and others. There's an order of having Zainus also. There's a Kadima in the Cheshivas of the Zainus is going to be a Cheshivas. So there's a Shaila, and as first time Maisakari goes, then comes Zainus. Where does rice fit in? Classical case, yeah, breakfast and rice for lunch. Like the mirror has that. So the first thing is, if you make your bracha on the rice, remember it's not supposed to pot as a breakfast, right? Because anybody didn't shift
it. If you had
kavanah
had the wool, though.
Then it will work. But even though we'll patter it, but beside chashivas habracha, so breakfast is from the chamish minim, rice is not from the chamish minim. Therefore, breakfast definitely is more chashiv than rice. There is a whole shiloh whether rice has even a mila. More than other things, was rice fit in? It's not for the chamish aminim. Does it call before Adam or Eitz? Does it have? Does it even have a mela for that? People don't have a steer about that. The ma'aser levush, I'm not using the ma'aser to say it does, but it's not supposed. Ma'aser we hold it does. It's not supposed. Ma'aser supposed that rice is a chashivas store, but ma'aser we hold that it does. But definitely, it goes. It's lower down than what's going on.
If you're the mishnah brura, that mezainis is about under a mila over.
So is it the biggest mezainis, or it's a that's a shayla? If it's as a minchit is out because it's a chamish mini dog on the bad. There's no maila that over a fruit. If the vayner is just because it's more chashav, so that's needed in the screen. Primarily, the maishal in Lushna doesn't say the maishal would be a kedima. Now, because it's in a kedima, that's why in Lushna we make kiddush. So we cover the pass. I mean, because you're breaking the rule. You're breaking the rules. You're going out of order, and therefore, being that you're going out of order. So, it's better than the words Amaitzi, Mizainis, and then Geffen, right? So you're going out of order. You're skipping Mizainis, skipping Amaitzi. And if you're going out of order, that's the reason why we cover the Baal. So it's by the story of the Chafetz Chaim. I think I said over here. No. Story of the Chafetz Chaim that Chafetz Chaim was by somebody's house. And his wife forgot to cover the pass. And he's like so embarrassed. Like, Chafetz Chaim went to wash. You're like, the Baal Chafetz Chaim's here and you can't keep a lach. And he starts screaming at her. So after they wash, so the Chassayah comes back and he says, like, he's dying and learning a little. He says, like, there's a lach if you cover the pass. What's the reason why? So the guy said, not to embarrass the pass because you're skipping it. And he goes, ah. Right. The reason why you cover the pass is in a busha.
But he screamed at his wife?
For not covering it. Like, so it's like, oh. Okay, we're worried about the sensitivity of the piece of bread, so the chayra, that's something to scream. Okay, Vinishri. Now, it's all shiloh when you make a geffen by every single kiddush. What about you skipping? There's orz hamaitzi, mezainis, a geffen. That's number three. So now, every time you're making kiddush, what about the mezainis? Do you have to cover the mezainis also? So the kiddush Shachnar Taka says you should cover the mezainis, being that same thing as bishas a pass, so it's bishas of the what's called again. So then you should go ahead and cover it. The minhag olam is not so much to cover it. Basically, the basic cheshbon is maybe dafka pass, like it's like super chashav, it's like a busha. There's a maila, so that's the minhag olam. But there's a kishur chanar, because wants to say that will go first.
I'm saying if you look around, I think there are people that cover it.
Okay, some do, some don't. Saying, but it is a kitzur. Yeah, Sanachalos. So no more time. Amaitzi goes first, then comes Zainus, then comes the Goffin, then comes the Shimon Saminim, Zaysin, Tamar, my love, and Tana Rima. And there's eighth goes before Adama. We'll discuss a little bit soon about the Ma'alitz and Adama, when it does, when it doesn't. And then afterwards comes Shahakol. So if let's sit down, we sit down for supper, right? So you have now Zainis for, let's say, a salad and chicken. What's your order?
First,
macaroni, then you make on the Adama, and then you make on the Shahakol.
And this doesn't make a difference about the Chavivus.
Chavivus doesn't make a difference. You know, so Chavivus only gets involved in Brachos and Shavuos, so maybe it's Adama we'll discuss. But in the, once you have the Mela of Seder and the Seder Brachos, the Mela would not make a difference. And the Mela that would go first. Yeah. Now you have to know all these things in Seder Kedimas. So, number one is if you have a reason in the Seder Achila why you want to eat like that. In other words, for some reason you want to have a first course of melon before you want to eat, I don't know, the next course is going to be brekkas. So, if there's a Siba mitzad the Seder Achila, so then you don't have to like mess up the Seder Achila. If you don't even eat Ramas as Beferish, even that's the Seder Achila, if you have a reason, then it's okay. Who I didn't have a reason besides Safak Brachas or something, you want to do it, you want to misalik from the table or something like that. And there's just like covering works. What's all about a covering? Okay, it's not here. It's not enough. But, you know, there's also a cheshbin of like being misalik from the table. That's also something which technically would, yes, work.
What does that mean on Safak Brachas? Well,
I'm not sure what we can Safak Brachas, but I want to do that. Yeah, sure, bracha, let's say rice. So you want to go patter it with all sorts of different brachas. Okay, it's not a gay, same speaking with Zen, it's another thing. Say schnitzel. See, not sure if Zen is just a hand call. So if you make a. Okay, sorry. Fine. So basically, the more chashar bracha, the more pratis taka bracha goes over the, you know, basically has the maila against the kedima over others. Yeah. So the more complex part of this sugya is if you have a mini paris. So the shayla is, the more it says, there's a machlekes v'yidu rishim, and what goes first? You have min shiva, or, let's say the same bracha. What goes first? Min shiva goes first, or chafa goes first? So machlekes v'yidu rabbanan. So basically, four things one has to know in this sugya. There's, number one, there's one lishin, there's machlekes v'yidu rabbanan, whether min shiva goes first, or chafa goes first. So machlekes is how we pass again, that's number one, v'yidu chaman, because min shiva goes first, chafa first. So that's how we pass again. Is not like it's David Christian Shabbos, even in Christian Shabbos. Two different Lashanas. One Lashan says you do whatever you want, or Zal Zah. One Lashan says not like it's both. There's a third Chaz when you have to understand what's Chaviv. Is Chaviv what I want right now, or Chaviv what is normally Chaviv. And then there's a fourth Chaz, look at the Sega, but in Christian Shabbos, Gemara says in Lashan Rishon, what's Zal Zah? Does it mean you do whatever you want, you do Chaviv? Those are the four issues. So, let's first start with Bechazayin Shavas. So Bechazayin Shavas and the Mechaber first sheet of Paskins, you have a Min Shiva, so Min Shiva goes first. Even though it's not Chaviv, then you go with Min Shiva. So for example, you have a apple and a grape, what do you make a bracha on? Grape. On a grape, because the Min Shiva is going to be Adif. So that's going to be by Bechazayin Shavas. Even though maybe it's not Chaviv, It's going to be first. So Shiva always beats always beats Chaviv. Yeah, if they're both, let's say they're both min Shiva, or they're both na min Shiva. And you have Shalom versus Chaviv. What goes first? So that the Mishnah says Shalom beats Chaviv. There's a Ma'al of Shaviv. Shalom and Shalom will beat Chaviv. So okay, basically, the Shaviv's order is Min Shiva, Shalom, Chaviv, Gadol. That's the order by Pirsein Shaviv. And you know, that'd be the lachas. We have a whole orange and a half orange, maybe work on the whole orange. You have a orange and apple, a half orange and a full apple, and you like the orange better, what do you make a bracha on?
The shalim.
The shalim. The shalim always beats by B'Shem Shavis, and therefore, you know, that's what, that's the Shita Mechaber, and that's how you pass it. In B'Shem Shavis, that's what's a little more complicated. So first I mentioned just in face. If Bez brings down the Rambam, the Rambam passes always Chavim wins. B'Shem Shavis, in B'Shem Shavis, always Chavim wins, that we just said, we pass in like that, we pass in like the Mechaber. That by B'Shem Shavis, Chavim would not win. And Shavim would win. The Rambam has another Chiddush, Chavim is what we want right now, as opposed to what you normally want. So, in terms of the first Chiddush that by Bechasin Shabbos, we're not Mesachus the Rambam, Kape, the Chav now versus Chav we always want, so we bet some hold Chav is normal. If you go Chav now, Yishma Lismich, Shmur says. That's some that bad. Egid is not like Rambam. But if you go Chav now, there's what to be Samech on also. Fine. So, yeah. Now, by Bechasin Shabbos, the Pesach and Mechab is, he goes like the Gemara. The Gemara says, Baruch HaZev, because of Baruch HaZev. So what's Zev and what's Zev? There are two Zevs going on over here. So there's one whole Shlav in the Rishayna would say, the Zev, Zev means, so you can do what you want. There's no Zin, no Nikodima, and that's the first sheet in the Mechaber. Right? The Mechaber says, Amos and Shavish, even though one's a Min Shiva, up to you. He's Min Shiyaksa, if you know it's not Chavav, you can do whatever you want. V'yesh HaYimim, you have to do the Chavav. Why? When it says Zev, Zev means, you do... Mitzvah doesn't have a mile, obviously you can do the chavav. And they say that the chavav will go first, and therefore that'll be a lach. And the ma'aseh b'lach is the ikar, like the pesach would say, that the chavav is going to be first. Am I losing Laylam?
I don't want to be high, but...
I'm just beside over here. There are four machlekesim, but to make it simple, that all the machlekesim, b'chasei, b'chasei and shavis, there's a mile of mitzvah. Then it comes shalom, then it comes chavav, and then it's going to be... Gadol, Emrach Zin Shavuot is Machlekes. What goes first? Does the Rambam holds you always go Basser? The Rambam holds that you always go Basser. The what's his name? You do the Chaviv, like Bal Yisrael Shah. The and even Emrach Zin Shavuot, but we all pass like that. The Mechaber is going by Emrach Zin Shavuot. You're going to go with the Chaviv, and the Pashas of the Chaviv is the Chavav, which is normally Chavav, not the Chavav, which is now. So the answer to Shabbos, first you go Chavav, then you go Shabbos Amina.
So that's what we should do, Maisa?
What? Hamburg to Shabbos, Chavav wins. Then
even against Shivas
Aminim. Against Shivas Aminim, then goes Shivas Aminim, yeah. And where Shalom goes in Shatzin, he's a little bit specific about. He was in Shabbat Tzarechim, Chalitinim, why? Because he could say that since we hold that Chadaviv beats Min Shiva, so Koshkin and Shalom should be, right? Shalom, but Bechasin and Shabbat is where Shalom go, it goes before Min Shiva, right? Goes before Chavav, sorry. Bechasin and Shabbat goes before Chavav, right? It's it goes before Chaviv, right? So by Emrach Zin Shavuot, where Chaviv is the star of the show, so maybe Shalom like should also be. So he says, no, Uli Yishlim with Hepech. That we should say the Shalom's other from Chaviv. That's the Zin Shavuot. They want to go ahead and patter it. By Emrach Zin Shavuot, since we say that. Since the Chav's Adus, so it beats the Ma'ilam and Shiva, so Koshkein, it should beat the Ma'ilam of Shalem, because Shalem is worse than Min Shiva, Min Shavas. So it's a little bit of a circle, he says. Sarkin, he says. Then it brings down, he sees that Chaim says that that Shalem is better than Shalem beats Chavav from Min Shiva, Min Shavas. He says, I don't know what's Raya, he says, that's 100% clear. And it doesn't give a major sack. Tzarchin says, "Tain Tzarchin says not 100% clear what's going to be in the order over there." Fine. So that's basically, now there's a...
So what's the subject between Shalem and Chavif?
Yeah. Again?
Wow.
Huh? That's complicated?
Yeah, it's complicated.
One second. Yeah. Now, you want to get more confused? So they have a case which is a circle. It's not Santa Rosa. They have a case of a circle. You have three minim. Let's say you have a grape, an apple, and let's say a radish, right? Oh. So Berkhus Yom Shabbos and Berkhus Yom Shabbos. So now, Batsam, Berkhus Yom Shabbos, what goes first? Berkhus Yom Shabbos, what goes first?
Chavev.
The Chavev. So if you make, you know, they have a circle that you have the.
Reb Chaim has a shtickle on this, no?
Reb Chaim?
No, I don't know.
Okay. In the case, basically, you have like a little bit of a circle because Batsam is Meshivin, Be'im Shem Shabbos goes first. And Be'im Shem Shabbos, the Chavah goes first. And you make the Chavah 1, 2, 3 like that, you know, there's a whole circle back and forth. At the end of the day, I think they more Machriya that the Meshivin would be Machriya in that case. Pick her up. Any other cases in this over here? Yeah, there's some other miles of place in the skies, like you say, like, oh, let's go Eitz Adama a second. Yes, Eitz Adama. So, Be'etzem, and Sif Gimel Lachar, B'nan Tishis, is a Kav Eitz Adama. Do you say that Eitz is for Adama, or you say it's no Maila? Is there enough of a difference, Eitz Adama? So, Chayim say that Be'etzem, you should give Eitz more than Adama, if they're both equal B'chavivos. You know, we should give more coverage to the Eitz of the Adama. Nevertheless, if the Pri Adama has any other Milo, the Vada says, Eitz Adama equal, as you have a banana and an apple, like a broken apple. Any Milo to Adama, for example, Shevis Aminim, Chaviv, and he also has to have a level of Chaviv. Chaviv.
Shalim?
Shalim. I think so. And as if you can have any Milo,
then. Kalu would also be Milo?
God, I don't think so. I don't think that's not the man. I don't think so. Then there will be then we know the Bilach discusses even if you have, let's say you have Chavav now of the Rambam. So he says in Bilach, I feel the stamp is where Dhamma Fishing came it's called Atta Yvarch Hashtam of Bradama. Why? Because you have the Bahag says Eitz goes first. No, that's just the case. Yeah, but that dumb is...